Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. International Monetary Fund Western Hemisphere Director Alejandro Warner has commended Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller for maintaining political support and civility in the implementation of the IMF program. This, he said, was admirable despite the complexities of the program and the social challenges faced by the country. Prime Minister Simpson Miller met with the IMF director last week at the office of the Prime Minister. She assured him the government is fully committed to the program in the interest of the people. During the meeting, Mr. Warner said as the program progresses, the issue of growth and poverty alleviation should take center stage in the country's economic policy. In response, the Prime Minister said the government is seeking to bolster the foundation of the program by looking at opportunities for growth and job creation. She said some initiatives are already underway to support this objective, including tax reform, public sector modernization, and encouraging public-private sector partnerships. Prime Minister Simpson Miller has reiterated government's commitment to an affordable electricity rate for manufacturers and residential users. She says the enterprise team being put in place will be well-suited to deal with large investment projects such as the 381-megawatt electricity generating plant, adding that its mandate is to ensure electricity is provided to Jamaicans at an affordable rate. The Prime Minister was speaking at a meeting of the Partnership Council at Jamaica House. The council expressed appreciation at the decision of the Prime Minister to halt the process following concerns raised by the public, describing the action as a recognition of the need for consensus building on an important national objective. The Partnership Council comprises representatives of government, opposition, private sector, trade unions, and civil society under the chairmanship of the Prime Minister. It was established under the Partnership for Jamaica Agreement, reaffirming principles of dialogue and consensus in national development issues. Prime Minister Simpson Miller has hailed the Guardsmen Group of Companies for its continued investment in the island's infrastructure. Last Friday, the 48-year-old company officially opened its new 5,200-square-foot office building in Kingston.
The construction of this new building accords with the major objective of my government, which is to grow the Jamaican economy step by step, block by block, all on the foundation of unity, patience, and the understanding of the history and character of our people. My administration supports wholeheartedly to the view that the private sector is the engine of growth in a market-driven economy such as ours.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says more private sector entities must work with the government to build a strong and stable economy capable of generating growth, decent jobs, and higher levels of productivity. And local and regional media have been challenged to strengthen economic literacy by keeping citizens informed about issues affecting governments. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner issued the challenge recently while addressing a UNESCO seminar to mark World Press Freedom Day. Senator Faulkner says Caribbean nationals need to know how the actions of their leaders are constrained by developments external to the region. She says while development reporting might not be as exciting to tackle, it is necessary if the media are to effectively fulfill their mandate of informing people. The UNESCO seminar was held under the theme, Reaching New Goals, Free Media Fortifies the Post-2015 Development Agenda. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.